Adventure wanted. We'll go anywhere, do anything. Box 13.
Box 13, with the star of Paramount Pictures, Alan Ladd, as Dan Holliday.
Dear Box 13, care of the Star Times, if that there ad of yours is on the level, if you'll go anyplace, do anything, I'll be waiting for you at 3 tomorrow afternoon in the park. I'll be sitting on one of the benches near the lake.
I'll be sitting on one of the benches near the lake, and you'll know me because I got red hair. That was the letter written on the back of an old handbill. Poor Red. I wonder if he would have written a letter had he known what was going to happen. You know, I think maybe he would have.
Box 13, starring Alan Ladd as Dan Holliday. Sylvia Picker played Susie, Dan Holliday's secretary, and Edmund MacDonald was Lieutenant Kling. Other stars in the series were Betty Lou Gerson, Loreen Tuttle, Alan Reed, Louis Van Ruten, John Beale, and Frank Lovejoy. Music was by Rudy Schrager, and the writer was Russell Hughes. Vern Carstensen was announcer and director. The series was produced by Richard Sandville, with Alan Ladd as co-producer. The premise of the program was that Dan Holliday was an author who wrote mystery novels. To get ideas for his novels, he placed an advertisement in a newspaper saying, "Adventure wanted. We'll go anywhere, do anything. Box 13. The ads always brought fun adventures of all kinds, from racketeer's victim to psychotic killer looking for fun. Most of the episodes were based on Dan Holliday replying to a letter he received at Box 13. He would generally solve a mystery in the process and return to his office in time to enjoy a hearty laugh at the expense of Susie, his amusingly stupid secretary. He certainly did not meet the strictest requirements for private eyes, as he wasn't licensed and collected no fees from clients, but I think we should stretch the definitions to sneak him in under the rope. In total, there were 52 episodes of this radio program created. It was heard over the Mutual Broadcasting System as well as being syndicated. The series was produced by Mayfair Productions. Information for this audio clip came from your audio series descriptions moderator, Roger Hohenbrink. This audio clip is provided by the Old Time Radio Researchers Group, a group of volunteers dedicated to preserving radio's past. If you are interested in assisting to preserve radio's golden past so that future generations might also enjoy it, we urge you to look into membership in the Old Time Radio Researchers Group. Visit our home on the web at www.otterprojectonline.info. I'm your announcer, Doug Hopkinson.